This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is evoking memories of the Cold War and urging the world to come to his country's aid in fighting the Russian invasion. In a virtual speech Thursday before Germany's lower house of parliament, President Zelensky called on further military aid and a path to membership in the European Union. Zelensky said Russia is building a new wall across Europe under which Ukrainian civilians are suffering, a reference to the Berlin Wall that divided Germany into Democratic West and Communist East in the years after World War II. Using a phrase delivered by the late U.S. President Ronald Reagan in 1987, Zelensky urged German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to, quote, tear down this wall. Meanwhile, the search has begun for survivors in the rubble of a movie theater in Mariupol destroyed by a Russian airstrike Wednesday. Ukraine's foreign ministry said the airstrike ripped apart the center of the once elegant building where hundreds of civilians have been living since their homes have been destroyed in the fighting. There was no immediate word on how many people have been killed or injured in the airstrike. The city's deputy mayor says up to 1,200 people may have been inside the theater at the time. And one person was killed and at least three others injured Thursday when a fire broke out in an apartment building in the capital Kyiv after it was hit by the remnants of a downed Russian rocket, according to officials with the state emergency services. Wednesday's bombing of the theater in Mariupol came as Ukrainian has President Zelensky appealed for more U.S. military aid in a speech delivered virtually before the U.S. Congress. Shortly after Zelensky's speech, President Joe Biden announced an additional $800 million in security assistance to Ukraine to fight Russia. The new package includes drones, anti-armor, and anti-aircraft systems. Biden also called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. The Kremlin called Biden's remarks unacceptable and unforgivable. In a nationally televised speech Wednesday, President Putin lashed out at Russians who opposed the invasion, calling them scum and traitors who need to be removed from society. This is VOA News. A Cambodian court on Thursday convicted exiled opposition leader Sam Rainsy and 20 other opposition figures and activists of treason and other charges. The court in Phnom Penh sentenced Rainsy and seven exiled leaders to 10 years in prison. Rainsy is a co-founder of the disbanded Cambodian National Rescue Party and a critic of longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen. He has been in exile since 2016. The charges are linked to Rainsy's 2019 planned return to Cambodia that was blocked by the government. Human Rights Watch criticized the court's ruling Thursday, saying no credible evidence had been brought against the defendants. The group said the trial appeared aimed at sidelining political opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen and the ruling Cambodian People's Party. Four people are dead after a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan on Wednesday night. A tsunami warning issued shortly after the earthquake was lifted Thursday morning. The same area was devastated by a 9.0 magnitude quake and subsequent tsunami that killed thousands of people and led to a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Parts of the area remain uninhabitable because of the elevated radiation. The operator of the Fukushima plant said workers found no abnormalities at the site, which is being decommissioned. More than 2 million homes were temporarily without electricity in 14 prefectures after Wednesday's earthquake, including the capital, Tokyo. And a Honduran Supreme Court judge Wednesday authorized the extradition of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez to the United States on drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez was arrested last month at his home in the capital, Tegucigalpa, just weeks after leaving office. The extradition request said that Hernandez allowed tons of cocaine from Venezuela and Colombia to travel through Honduras on its way to the U.S., while protecting drug traffickers from investigation in exchange for millions of dollars in bribes. Repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is evoking memories of the Cold War and urging the world to come to his country's aid in fighting the Russian invasion. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.